Every member may render service, July 7. As God's fellow workers, we urge you not to receive God's grace in vain. NIV. All our church members should feel a deep interest in home and foreign missions. Great spiritual blessing will come to them as they make self-sacrificing efforts to plant the standard of truth in new territory. The money invested in this work will bring rich returns. New converts, rejoicing in the light received from the Word, will in their turn give of their means to carry the light to others. The Lord is calling upon His people to take up different lines of missionary work. Those in the highways and hedges are to hear the saving gospel message. Church members are to do evangelistic work in the homes of those of their friends and neighbors who have not yet received full evidence of the truth. Let those who take up this work make the life of Christ their constant study. Let them be intensely in earnest, using every capability in the Lord's service. Precious results will follow sincere, unselfish effort. From the great teacher, the workers will receive the highest of all education. Many of God's people are to go forth with publications containing the light of present truth, into places where the third angel's message has never been proclaimed. The work of the canvasser evangelist who is imbued with the Spirit of God is fraught with wonderful possibilities for good. The presentation of the truth, in love and simplicity, from house to house, is in harmony with the instruction that Christ gave His disciples when He sent them out on their first missionary tour. By songs of praise to God, humble, heartfelt prayers, and a simple presentation of Bible truth in the family circle, many will be reached. The divine worker will be present to send conviction to hearts. "I am with you always," His promise. With the assurance of the abiding presence of such a helper, we may labor with faith and hope and courage. The monotony of our service for God needs to be broken up. Every church member should be engaged in some line of work for God. Let those who are well established in the truth go into neighboring places, and hold meetings, giving a cordial invitation to all. Let there be in these meetings melodious songs, fervent prayers, and the reading of God's Word. There are others who can visit the homes of the people, reading to the members of the family on some simple impressive subject of Bible truth. There are those who, because of pressing home duties, may not be able to do house-to-house work. But let them not think that they can do nothing to help. They can encourage those who go out, and they can give of their means to help to sustain them.